This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for October 28th. I'm Paul Plack. Analyst Brian Foley says lenders have changed the way they evaluate applications for the loans needed to buy used aircraft, and it could be holding back the recovery of the business jet segment. Marcus Schrenker, the disgraced former Indiana money manager who tried to fake his own death by bailing out of his airplane, lacks the money to pay his victims back more than pennies on the dollar. Discovery doesn't launch until Monday, but one crew member is already on board. Robonaut 2, a humanoid robot built with help from General Motors, will become a permanent resident of the International Space Station. Sikorsky reports the first S-70i Black Hawk helicopter has successfully completed 50 hours of production flight testing. Eurocopter is showing off its portfolio of naval and maritime helicopters this week at the Euronaval Exhibition and Conference at Le Bourget near Paris. American Eurocopter reports the UH-72A Lakota light utility helicopter has passed the 40,000 flight hour milestone in operational service with the U.S. Army and Army National Guard. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden led a small delegation to China earlier this month. He says that meeting his Chinese counterpart was valuable. Low-cost carrier Air Arabia has taken delivery of the first of 44 A320s it has on order during a delivery ceremony in Hamburg, Germany. And EAA's Vice President of Regulatory and Industry Affairs, Earl Lawrence, will work his last day in Oshkosh tomorrow. He's headed to Kansas City to head up the FAA's Small Airplane Directorate starting on Monday. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Tom Patton talks with David Velopalais of Airbus about the company's biggest biz jets. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.